Look at the next slide. How does that work? God wants husbands who reflect Christ's love for his church. What does Christ's love for his church look like? That's the next slide. How do we as a church reflect our love for Christ? Here's how. How does Christ love his church? Now, this is just a little Bible study on Ephesians 5, 22 to 25, okay? He loves us daily. Jesus loves us every day. He sacrifices for us. He cleanses us. He affirms us. He nurtures us. He protects us. He pursues us. And he never gives up on us. Now, look up from your slide. If you want to have a good study, look at how Paul in Ephesians 5 describes a husband. A husband is supposed to treat his wife the way Jesus treats the church. How does Jesus treat the church? Number one, he loves us every day. He said, I've loved you with an everlasting love. I'm unchanging in my love. You can't do anything to make me love you more or less. I have constancy in my love toward you. That's what a husband's supposed to say and do for his wife. Wow. So how does Christ love his church? He loves us every day. He sacrificially loves us. He cleanses us. He affirms us. He nurtures us. He protects us. He pursues us. And he never gives up on us. So that's how Christ loves his church. Look at the next slide. God desires wives who reflects Christ's love for his church to their husbands. Now that's the other half of Ephesians 5, 22 to 33. Husbands are supposed to live out Christ's role. In fact, I used to love, remember I told you I did 300 weddings? And I used to love getting that couple up there and they're standing and looking at everybody. And then I say, turn and face one another. And then I would look out at the congregation and I say, you know what? This young man has signed up for the hardest job in the world. He said he's going to go through life saying, I'm representing Jesus Christ. And so the way I treat my wife is the way Jesus Christ treats his church. I would say those words and I'd have grooms go, they'd look up at me like, wow, I didn't think of that. I thought of, I got the most beautiful woman in the world and I'm marrying her. And it starts dawning on them that marriage is a living portrait of Christ's love for the church. So wait a minute, let's go back. Look down at your slides. Men, are you thinking about Christ's love for you daily, that Christ sacrifices for you, that he wants to cleanse you, keep you pure and clean and sanctified, that he affirms you and says, you're my beloved and you belong to me, that he nurtures, he feeds us in his word, and we should, as it says in Revelation 3:20, he's knocking at the door, we should let him come in and eat with us. He protects us. Jesus is pursuing us, even when we're not faithful, he is. And he never gives up on us? Whoa, look up from your slide. Is that what you're becoming Christ-like? That's how you get ready for the second greatest day of your life. That's a singular focus on your greatest relationship that you can have of merging your life with your wife. You be and become more and more Christ-like.